Welcome to the Maronite Podcast. This is a daily reading of the prayers of the faithful or divine office for the Maronite Church. This podcast is brought to you by Father Armando Alcuri, Administrator of Centrafrica Maronite Mission in Denver, Colorado, and Chris Pond. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as we begin and until we conclude. May mercy and compassion be put forth upon us in this world and the next. O Lord our God, to you be glory forever. Amen. Lord God, be for us a perpetual morning, a light that never dims, and a day without sunset. Then we shall be illumined by the light of your holy commandments, and our feelings, thoughts and desires. Our Lord and God, to you be glory forever. Amen. Peace be with the Church and her children.
Glory to God in the highest, in peace on earth, and goodwill to all. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. For steadfast is his mercy toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and peace on earth, and goodwill to all. Lord, have mercy on us and save us. O divine watcher, whom heavenly angels glorify and earthly beings praise, in whom the dead place their hope, for the glory of your name and the sake of your majesty, awaken the souls of those who have departed from us in the faith. Forgive all the sins and faults they have committed, and grant them repose in your dwelling of light. To you we shall give glory, now and forever. Amen.
I rejoiced when they said to me, "We will go up to the house of the Lord." I rejoiced because they said to me, "We will go up to the house of the Lord." And now we have set foot within your gates, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem built as a city with compact unity. To it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, according to the decree for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. In it are set up judgment seats, seats for the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you prosper. May peace be within your walls, prosperity in your buildings. Because of my relatives and friends, I will say, peace be within you. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will pray for your good. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. I rejoiced when they said to me, "We will go up to the house of the Lord."
Lord, have mercy on us and save us. Lord, in your mercy and grace, gather the souls of all the dead into the dwelling place of your majesty. Place them forever within the realm of your glory, and let the brightness of your splendor shine upon them. Grant them to rejoice at your right hand with all the saints, and in joy and exultation they will give you glory and thanksgiving forever. Amen.
The light of the just and joy of the upright is Christ Jesus our Lord. Begotten of the Father, he manifested himself to us. He came to rescue us from darkness and to fill us with the radiance of his light. Day is dawning upon us, the power of darkness is fading away. From the true light, there arises for us the light which illumines our darkened eyes. His glory shines upon the world and enlightens the very depths of the abyss. Death is annihilated, night has vanished. and the gates of Sheol are broken. Creatures lying in darkness from ancient times are clothed in light. The dead arise from the dust and sing because they have a Savior. He brings salvation and grants us life. He ascends to his Father on high. He will return in glorious splendor and shed his light on those gazing upon him. Our King comes in majestic glory. Let us light our lamps and go forth to meet him. Let us find our joy in him, for he has found joy in us. He will indeed rejoice us with his marvelous light. Let us glorify the majesty of the Son and give thanks to the Almighty Father, who, in an outpouring of love, sent him to us to fill us with hope and salvation. When he manifests himself, the saints awaiting him in weariness and sorrow will go forth to meet him with lighted lamps. The angels and guardians of heaven will rejoice in the glory of the just and upright people of earth. Together, crowned with victory, they will sing hymns and psalms. Stand up then and be ready. Give thanks to our King and Savior, who will come in great glory to gladden us with his marvelous light in his kingdom. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Lord, have mercy on us and save us. Lord, in your mercy and grace, gather the souls of all the departed, the children of your holy church, and grant them to dwell in the heavens of joy, where festive hymns resound. Then they will unceasingly give you glory and thanksgiving, now and forever. Amen.
Alleluia. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all you his angels. Praise him, all you his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He gave them a duty which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters in all depths. Fire and hail, snow and mist, storm winds that fulfill his word. You mountains and all you hills, you fruit trees and all you cedars, you wild beasts and all tame animals, you creeping things and you winged fowl. Let the kings of the earth and all peoples, the princes and all the judges of the earth, young men too and maidens, old men and boys, praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven, and he has lifted up the horn of his people. Be this his praise from all his faithful ones, from the children of Israel, the people close to him. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Sing to the Lord a new song of praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in their Maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King. Let them praise his name in the festive dance. Let them sing praise to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord loves his people, and he adorns the lowly with victory. Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing for joy upon their couches. Let the high praises of God be in their throats. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his strength. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him for his sovereign majesty. Praise him with the blast of the trumpet. Praise him with lyre and harp. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with sounding cymbals. Praise him with clanging cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. For steadfast is his mercy toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise, glory, and honor to the wise cultivator and faithful renewer, who raises to incorruptibility those awaiting in the corruption of the tomb, who transforms in glory those buried in shame, who adorns with strength those who are ill, and gives to natural bodies the power to become spiritual. To him, the Lord of goodness, is due glory and honor this morning and all the days of our lives, now and forever. Amen. Lord, we implore you for the faithful departed who rest here and in all places. Save them from the sea of fire with the evildoers who have angered your justice. Lord God Almighty, through the intercession of Christ, grant us on the awesome day of judgment to stand at your right hand and be numbered among your worshippers. We shall give you glory and thanksgiving forever. Amen.
In the morning, the church offers the fragrance of prayer. O Heavenly King, may it be for the forgiveness of our sins and for the pardon of the sheep of your flock. In memory of the Virgin, your creatures rejoice and sing praise to the Son. Through her, he became incarnate and exalts her memory throughout the earth. Prophets, apostles, and martyrs, friends of Christ, intercede for the church and her children. In the strength of your prayers, may all dissensions cease within her. Through the fragrance of this prayer, grant forgiveness of sins to all the departed who ate your body and drank your blood.
Lord, in your immense love for your people, accept the incense we now offer to you in remembrance of those who died in the faith, children of your holy church, who rest in your hope and are marked with your divine seal. Grant us the forgiveness of sins and the pardon of faults. Our Lord and God, to you be glory forever. Amen.
The Son of God will manifest himself among those who have died, and they will hear his voice. They will come out singing the glory of the mysterious power that raises them from the tomb. His voice resounds, the rocks split open, and the dead arise, singing of the glory and the mysterious power that raises them from the tomb. Depart from us, evil world, full of snares for sinners. Here at hand is the other world, filled with mercy and pardon for contrite hearts. A reading from the first book of Samuel. In his old age, Samuel appointed his sons judges over Israel. His firstborn was named Joel, his second Abijah. They judged at Beersheba. His sons did not follow his example, but sought illicit gain and accepted bribes, perverting justice. Therefore, all the elders of Israel came in a body to Samuel at Ramah and said to him, "Now that you are old and your sons do not follow your example, appoint a king over us, as other nations have, to judge us." Samuel was displeased when they asked for a king to judge them. He prayed to the Lord, however, who said in answer, "Grant the peoples every request. It is not you they reject. They are rejecting me as their king, as they have treated me constantly from the day I brought them up from Egypt to this day, deserting me and worshipping strange gods. So do they treat you too. Now grant their request, but at the same time warn them solemnly and inform them of the rights of the king who will rule them." Samuel delivered the message of the Lord in full to those who were asking him for a king. He told them, "The rights of the king who will rule you will be as follows. He will take your sons and assign them to his chariots and horses, and they will run before his chariot." The people, however, refused to listen to Samuel's warning and said, "Not so. There must be a king over us. We too must be like our other nations, with a king to rule us and to lead us in warfare and fight our battles." When Samuel had listened to all the people had to say, he repeated it to the Lord, who said to him, "Grant the request and appoint a king to rule them." Samuel thereupon said to the men of Israel, "Each of you go to his own city." Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and joy-filled hope to all. We praise you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord and Creator, King of heaven, God the Father Almighty, Lord God, Only Son, Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son and Word of the Father, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sin of the world, hear us and receive our prayer. You are seated in glory at the right hand of your Father, forgive us and have mercy on us. For you alone are holy, you alone are the Lord Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. At all times and all the days of our lives, we worship you and praise your holy and blessed name. which is and has been from age to age. Blessed are you, Lord Almighty, God of our fathers. May your name be glorified, praised, and exalted forever. To you be glory, praise, and exaltation, God of all, Father of truth, with the only Son and the living and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
O God, you are before all ages and exist from age to age. You are resplendent and glorified in unsearchable light. Through your word, you bring forth light and give us a new day. O radiant day and source of all light, we glorify you, adore you, and offer you praise night and day. Accept our praise and answer our prayer. Send us your abundant blessings through the mercy of your Christ. To him with you and the Holy Spirit be glory, honor, and power, now and forever. Amen.